ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatihi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program Bridge. We are looking at supplication number 8 of As-Sahifat As-Sajjadiyya for Al-Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn Zainul Abidin alayhi salamullah. In this supplication, Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn alayhi salam, he seeks refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from number of things, amongst which he says, وَسِنَةِ الْغَفْلَةِ, and the sleep of heedlessness. Now, one of the biggest diseases and problems that we face in today's world is the state of ghafla, being unaware, heedlessness. And obviously that is the fact due to number of reasons. And in fact, there are people, organizations, systems at play that tries to keep me and you unaware of our surroundings, unaware of our duties, and unaware of our Islamic faith, of our teachings. They want to keep me busy as much as they can. Hollywood, Bollywood, whatever wood there might be in producing movies and animations, the social media, the YouTube and TikToks, and all these platforms, they were designed not to serve mankind, rather to distract mankind, to put them to sleep, to deprive them of being aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ghafla, heedlessness, is a problem now. It's a big disease that me and you, we need to treat ourselves. Let us take a short break and then we will continue right after.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifat As-Sajjadiyyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. We were talking about ghafla, when a person is in a state of being forgetful, in the state of he's constantly following his own pleasures and desires, when things disappear from my mind, not forget them, but I just kind of neglect them, when I do not look at them, or ghafla from the fact that I will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and face Him. So there are many types of ghafla. So we were saying that there are systems at play to make me and you unaware of the fact we will die, or the fact that we will face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or that there is an afterlife to begin with. Because most people don't seem to believe in it, even for Muslims, I'm saying. Because when we commit so much haram and so much sins and so much oppression with other people or towards other people, then obviously that's a way of saying that I do not believe that I will ever face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is a big problem. Now, the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he knew human beings, they would put themselves in the state of ghafla, of heedlessness. What Allah did is that he kept his signs, ayat, in everything. Wherever I turn is a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But all I have to do is look and see it. But sometimes even with that, I am a ghafil, I'm heedless. Allah says in chapter Yunus verse 92, وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ عَنْ آيَاتِنَا لَغَافِلُونَ And many of people, when it comes to our signs, they are heedless. They're not even seeing it. It's right in front of their faces. But they do not see the miracles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They deny all this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to me, all you have to do is think, contemplate, use your brain, and my signs will lead you to me. Don't fall asleep. Don't be heedless. And Allah, even he describes that in Surah Yusuf, verse 105. He says, وَكَأَيِّن مِّنْ آيَاتِ وَكَأَيِّن مِّنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُعْرِضُونَ How many times do they see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they pass by it as if it did not exist? And that tells you the amount of sleep and heedlessness that we are in. Let us take a short break and then we will continue inshallah.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. So we're talking about sleep heedlessness, when a person is no longer aware of his surroundings and not thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the fact that he will face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in chapter Luqman in verse 7, he says, وَأَتُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا When our ayat being recited to them, وَلَّا مُسْتَكْبِرًا وَأَتُتْلَى عَلَيْهِ آيَاتُنَا وَلَّا مُسْتَكْبِرًا When our verses are recited to him, he would leave with pride. كَأَنْ لَمْ يَسْمَحَ As if he has not listened to it. كَأَنَّ فِي إِذْنَيْهِ وَقْرَ As if his ears are just, you know, closed, blocked. Allah says, فَبَشِّرْهُ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ Then do give him a glad tidings of punishment, a severe, painful punishment. Now, when it comes to heedlessness and ghafla, the thing that concerns us the most is when it comes to ibadatullah, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when we use our energy, our time, and we focus everything into trying to build this life that will not last, and we forget what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for us in the hereafter, that's the problem. And then we become so indulging in the pleasures of this world, which will not last either. And we run after goals and aims that will not last either. So everything is an illusion in this world, in a way, in a sense, because it's never lasting. And we forget to become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we reject and refrain from trying to worship Allah, or trying to protect the, or at least keep the limitations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he left for us. And we commit so much sins to the fact that halal and haram becomes one to us. So we need to wake up from that state. Let us continue this talk in episodes to come. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد